Pakistan's elections took place this month on February 8th, although ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan's party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI, won the most seats, no clear majority was formed, and it seemed likely that a coalition involving the incumbent Prime Minister and the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz Party, or PMLN, party would become the leading majority. However, on February 17th, a high-up bureaucrat publicly confessed to serious election rigging. Now, the fate of the country's government is less definite. Confusion over who will take power comes after an already tumultuous election week. On the 7th of February, a day before the elections were held, 28 people were killed in two bombings targeting the election offices of two political parties. Following the attacks, mobile phone service was shut down on the day of elections, and results for the election were delayed. The election focused on two main parties, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI party, led by Imran Khan, and the rival Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz Party, or PMLN, headed by Nawaz Sharif. The military plays an important role in Pakistani politics and favored the PMLN party. Khan, a former cricket star, was prime minister in 2022 and was removed from office in a vote of no confidence and imprisoned by the National Accountability Bureau on charges of corruption. The PTI was banned from running, Khan is not allowed to hold office for 5 years, and is currently in prison. Despite those restrictions, members of the PTI still ran for office as independents, regardless of whether or not Khan himself could actually become prime minister. Khan's party won more than all other major parties, despite Sharif's parties expecting an easy win. Vox described PTI's results as a, quote, rejection of politics as usual, because the PTI did not have military backing. But even though the PTI won the most votes, they fell short of the majority required to lead the government. Plus, because party candidates ran independently, they do not count as the largest single party. The party said that the election had been manipulated. According to Al Jazeera News, the PTI's interim party chief said that they had actually won 180 seats, which would make a majority, not the reported 93. After the elections, protests broke out across the country, involving PTI supporters as well as other parties against rigging the elections. A White House spokesperson said that the U.S. government was watching the situation and concerned about, quote, intimidation and voter suppression. According to the New York Times, PTI intends to pursue all legal and constitutional options to fight manipulated election results. The party also put out a statement congratulating voters on their victory, but it seemed unlikely that the party would actually take power. The PTI was opposed to speaking to other parties about forming coalitions, and, according to the New York Times, would prefer to lead the opposition government than a weakened coalition with other parties. The PMLN, meanwhile, won 75 seats, which technically makes them the largest single party because PTI candidates ran independently. They joined with other parties, mainly the PPP, Pakistan People's Party, to form a coalition, and on Wednesday seemed poised to lead the new government. However, PMLN led a coalition government after Khan's 2022 ousting and was criticized for the rising inflation and failure to address Pakistan's economic crisis under their rule. Another PMLN-led coalition government may face voter pushback. On Saturday, February 17th, a senior bureaucrat, Liaquat Ali Shatta, who was commissioner of the city Rawalpindi, home to Pakistan's military headquarters, came forward claiming that he, alongside several other high-up bureaucrats, had been involved in rigging the election. He said, quote, "We converted losers into winners, reversing margins of 70,000 votes of independent candidates for 13 national parliament seats," end quote, referring to the independent candidates running for the PTI. He said that the chief of the election commission, as well as the chief justice of Pakistan, were involved. The announcement not only confirms the PTI's claims, but also is an important landmark for Pakistani politics. Al Jazeera reported that the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, a major advocacy group, said that, quote, "Involvement of the state bureaucracy and rigging in Pakistan is beginning to be exposed," end quote. The election is being looked into by Pakistan's election commission, but they claim that they never gave an order for Shatta to, quote, "change the election results," and denied his allegations. For many, the accusations, on top of the protests, call into question the legitimacy of a possible PMLN-led government. The situation is ongoing. Thank you for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Annabelle Hurst.